It's time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire District, and we're joined today by Deputy Mayor James Burns. James, how are you doing, mate?
I'm well, Bear. How are you, mate?
You know, I'm feeling much better, getting well past the COVID and, getting back to normal, or whatever my version of normal is.
The old spicy cough got you, did it?
It took most of us out for about a week, but we're back to full strength now, mate.
Excellent.
Mate, you had some fantastic news regarding MR358 over the weekend.
Yeah, look, it was really great that we finally got the governments, both governments, state and federal, on board with us. And we've been working on that with them, keeping them in the loop. Everything we've been doing for the last almost 2.5 years now.
Yeah.
Since the first cracks appeared, so to speak. We've definitely worked very hard and kept them in the loop. And in the end, they've come up with the goods. So very pleased with that.
$50 million to be invested in fixing it. Have we got any kind of an idea of when the major works will start and hopefully when it could be completed?
Look, I can't really talk about that because I don't know, but essentially what we'll do now is we have to build a business case, which is the first thing the state government requires. It's a new thing that they're doing, so we've got to go back and do another business case.
Right.
Obviously, that will be a expedited process,
yep.
On because we already had one, so we'll go through that again, and then we'll be on the tendering process then.
All right, I look forward to hearing more about that. A lot of good things coming up in the Upper Hunter this Friday night. A little night out.
Yeah, mate, little night out from 6 to 8 around the CBD of Scone. So you've got Kelly Street, St Albans, down along Liverpool Street as well. You'll see some great things. There's, street performers, there's going to be food, be music. It'll be just really, really awesome thing to do. Bring the kids down, have a great night.
Will you be out there busking with your ukulele, mate?
No one needs to see that, Bear. I don't think that's a good idea in any universe.
All right. And on Saturday, you got the Bunnin Hall Crawl.
Yeah, so the hall crawl is going out to Bunnin. We've got Jason Carruthers, the soloist, and bush poets Sally Mitchell and Tim McLaughlin, who are awesome. They're going to be out there. It's a free event, and it includes a supper. BYO drinks, but you do need to book because of COVID restrictions. So
yep.
They're still, as we spoke before, we've got to keep an eye on that sort of stuff, and catering purpose. But if you jump on Council's Facebook page, you'll be able to do all that there.
All right. And last of all, I did see a post on the Facebook page recently about Dartbrook Bridge. Residents had been moving the signage there. What's been going on?
Yeah, mate, I can't stress this enough. Please don't move the gear that Council put in place at a bridge or MR358 or anywhere else. Don't move the barriers. Don't move it. It's there for public safety. You might be going through and happy that you're going to survive or not get hurt at all. But what about the next bloke that comes along and doesn't realise what's going on?
He
might not know what's going on. So, yeah, please just don't touch our gear. It's there for a reason. It is to keep you safe and keep everyone alive. So, that we're dealing with some pretty dangerous things. The bridge isn't safe. Dartbrook Bridge is not safe to cross. So that's why that's there. And MR358, you just don't even try it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
You make a really good point. There could be somebody travelling through the area who has never been here before and they would have no idea. If the warning signs weren't there, they could be seriously hurt through no fault of their own.
Yeah, and look, given that we're trying to encourage tourism, we're trying to encourage more people, more caravanners,
yep.
We don't want people going down those roads and all of a sudden they're in a spot of bother and end up in the media for the wrong reason. We want people talking about us for the right reason. So, we also don't want to hurt people. And it's really important that we get this right. So just everyone, take a step back, go around. If you need to, leave 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah, good advice as always. Hey, James Burns, thank you very much for joining us. I look forward to having a chat again next week.
Thanks, Bear. See you later, mate.